meditate on the word as I read. Today's word is from John 8, verses 31 to 36. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the word of God. Brian, sister, please be seated. Let's welcome Sister Doreen to share a testimony. Yeah, welcome, Sister Doreen.
Hello, everybody. Hi, this is Doreen here. I'm actually serving the Block 19 residents. Those are the one-room, one-hall rental flat, okay? And I came across this Wan An Siang. I call it Wan An Siang, Mok Ching Chia. He just passed away on the 18th of June. And because today the family is not here, on behalf of the family, I actually come here to give, just to say thank you to all of us who is helping him, also praying for him. Okay, Wan An Siang, when we first met him, he was like that, sleeping on the floor with the dirty mat. And initially, when I saw him, I thought he fainted. So I keep shouting for him to be awake. So Wan An Siang actually gave up his life as per his hope in life. He has been drinking, and then he don't have proper lunch or dinner. So he drinking is his hobby, and he has been drinking and drunk. And then he will just sleep through the day. So when we visit him one day, he was like wanting to take chairs for us to sit down, and he accidentally fall and hit his head, and it was bleeding. So actually, my daughter Eugene also, Elaine, also went down to help him change the bandages, and we realized that actually he don't even have proper lunch or dinner. So sometimes we also drop by buy him some food to eat. And because he never eat well, his leg is always very weak. And when he come to know Jesus, he actually accepted Christ. And then we even have chances to bring our caring group to go down and have let him feel what is Christmas. And also during the Chinese New Year, Lunar New Year, right? We have reunion, it's common to us. But to him, that year is a very special year because he never had relative or coming and join him for the dinner. So that dinner was actually very meaningful to him. Okay. Wan An Siang, when he believed Christ, he's very firm in his faith. And then he actually want us to remove the idol, and also he had been baptized. And we actually went down to remove the idol and so clean up the house. And because his relationship with his daughter wasn't that good initially, so but through all this effort that we God give us, because God told me that actually I should go and contact the daughter. And we managed to get the daughter, and the daughter came and actually renovated the house, employed a maid for him. He's now living like an emperor before he passed away. And then he also baptized in the church. That was his first time he came to church. And after that, he was not able to come to church. During his last few days of his life, actually, pastor also went there, and then we were there to assure him that actually, right now, he has God in his life. And then God is actually holding his hand, walking with him through his whole, walking with him when he received him to heaven. During that day of the cremation, actually, I thought he don't have relative to come by. But surprisingly, those relative came from JB. And some came from KL. So when I approached them and say hello, they actually asked me, who are you and where are you from? How you know him? 3 questions. So I actually thank God we have some pictures that we actually show him that, show the relative that actually Wan An Xiang, the life is changed. Because the relative that came to visit, they say, no, like he's a drunkard man, and then he never changed his life, he gave up hope. But when he saw all these pictures that we had, the walks with him, they feel that, hey, look, your God has changed his life, and he's totally a different man. So actually, they also asked me, hey, can you send me by WhatsApp all the photos? And then we are going to, you know, share it with our relative, how his life was being changed. This is the verse that actually pawned upon. Maybe you'll help me to read the English side. Ready? 1, 2, 3. But you will receive power comes on you. And to the ends of the earth. I was telling myself, hey, when I was a teenager, I read this, I say, hey, I'm not so big that I can do mission, no, until the ends of the world. But today I believe Jesus has changed his life. And then through the relative, maybe who knows, the seed of gospel is going to spread to even Malaysia or even further than that. So actually, we can be God's witnesses whenever we go, when we serve. Yeah? Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Doreen, for a testimony that shows God's love and work in our place and our Lord. We thank God that Wan An Xiang now is home with the Lord to enjoy him to eternity. And let us welcome Reverend Lim and also our translator Daniel today for the word.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. Let's pray.
主啊, 帮助我们口中的言语, 心里的意念, 在你的面前蒙你的悦纳, 求你赐福以下的时间, 让我们听得懂你的话语, 奉主耶稣的名求, Amen. 那有人呢, 就以这个监牢的这个牢房, 啊, 跟办公室来做了一个比较。
So there are someone who once compared a prison and an office.
他说,我花大部分的时间在一个8乘10尺的牢房里面。
So I spent a huge amount of time in an 8x10 jail cell.
你呢,花大部分的时间是在一个6乘8尺的小房间里面。
Whereas for you, you spend a huge amount of time in a 6x8 size cubicle.
好像我的房间比较大。
So my room is bigger than yours.
我每天呢都有免费的三餐，而你呢每天要自己还钱才可以吃一顿午餐。So
I have 3 meals a day for free, but you yourself have to pay for your own meals.
我如果表现得好，就有更多休息。So
if I perform well, I get more rest.
你呢如果表现得好，就有更多的工作没得休息。And
if you perform well, you get more work and no rest.
我每天都有人帮我开门关门。
So I have people opening and closing my doors every day.
你呢就要自己带一大串的钥匙，自己开门关门。
But you have to lock a huge set of keys to open your own doors.
我可以看电视，可以打球，不用做工。
So I can watch TV, play sports, and don't need to work.
你如果呢，在工作的时间呢，看电视打球，老板就叫你明天不用再来做工了。
But if you slack off, your boss will ask you don't come to work anymore.
我有自己的厕所。
And I have my own toilet.
你要跟别人共用厕所。
But you have to share with other people.
我的家人，我的朋友可以来看我。
My family and friends can come to visit me.
那是你的家人朋友在你不能够去你的办公室来看你。
But your family and friends cannot visit you during office hours.
我用这个纳税人的钱，但是我不用做工。
So I use taxpayers' money. I don't need to work.
你呢？每年都必须缴税来养我。
And you pay taxes every year to feed me.
哇，看起来好像在监牢里面的生活很不错哦。
So it seems like prison life isn't too bad.
请问你要不要选择去监牢里面生活啊？
Then so will you choose to want to live in a prison?
为什么你不要去呢？
Then if not, why?
因为没有自由。
Because there is no freedom.
请问你的心自由吗？
So let me ask you a question: Is your heart free?
我相信我们每一个人都希望有一颗自由的心，过一个自由的人生。
So we all hope to have a heart that's free and to live a life of freedom.
但是要问什么是自由呢？
But what is this freedom?
有人以为说自由就是我要做什么就做什么。
So some people think that freedom is the ability to do whatever I want.
在新加坡曾经做过一个这样的调查。
So there was once a survey done in Singapore.
60%的国人可以接受在结婚之前就有性的关系。
And so 60% of Singaporeans are able to accept premarital sex.
有50%的国人他们认为如果婚姻生活不快乐就可以离婚。
But 50% feels that if you are unhappy in a marriage, you can choose to divorce.
很多年轻人也认为说只要我喜欢他他喜欢我我们就可以住在一起可以有性的关系。
And a lot of young people think as long as I like her and she likes me, we can co-live together and have sexual relations.
这叫做我要做什么就做什么。
So I do whatever I want.
请问这个就是自由吗？
Is this what it means to be free?
这样的自由带来怎么样的后果呢？
So what consequences will this sort of freedom bring?
我们看见在新加坡甚至在世界各地那个堕胎的问题越来越多。
So we see a lot of abortion rates, rising abortion rates globally.
离婚、吸毒、吸烟、赌博越来越多。
And also in divorce, drug abuse, smoking, gambling, etc.
这些都是我们用自由换回来的后果。
So this is the outcome of what we exchange our freedom.
我们要怎么样才能够有一颗自由的心，过一个真正自由的生活呢？
So then how can I have a free heart and to live a life that's truly free?
今天让我们给自己有一个机会来想一想圣经怎么样来讲自由。
So let's give ourselves a chance to think about how the Bible talks about freedom.
什么是自由呢？
So what is this freedom?
我们可以说自由就是我要有选择的权利。
And so freedom is my power to choose.
所以有些人说自由就是我要做什么就做什么。
And so people say this is being able to do whatever I want.
等一下你去吃午餐，我要选择吃鸡饭，我要选择吃虾面，是我的自由。
And so during later lunch time, it is your freedom to choose between whether you want to eat chicken rice or prawn noodles.
我的钱，我要帮助这个人，我不要帮助那个人，是我的自由。
And it is my freedom to use my mind to help this person, but not help that person.
但是如果我们把这样的自由啊，用在不对的事情上，就很可怕了。
But when we use this freedom on the wrong things, then it becomes scary.
我要杀人就杀人，可以吗？
So I kill whoever I want to.
我要偷东西我就偷。
And I steal whenever I want to.
我不要穿衣服去街上走，我就不要穿。
And I streak around naked whenever I want to.
假如这个叫做自由啊，我们这个社会就很可怕了。
And so if this is freedom, then our society will be very chaotic.
今天我们读这段经文，我们看到主耶稣他是跟犹太人，相信他的犹太人，在谈论有关于自由的这个课题。
And so today's verse is about Jesus discussing the topic of freedom with the Jews that believe in him.
在32节，耶稣就说了：“你们必定认识真理，而真理必定会使你们自由啊。”
And so verse 32 says, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free."
所以这些犹太人就说：“我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔。”我们从来没有被谁奴役过，你怎么说你们必得自由呢？
So these people said we are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?
耶稣就回答他们说，我实实在在的告诉你们，凡是犯罪的都是罪的奴隶啊。
Jesus replied, very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin.
而奴隶呢，他不能够永远住在家里，唯有儿子才可以永远住在家里。
Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever.
所以呢，上帝的儿子若使你们自由，你们就是真的得到自由了。
So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed.
所以我们看到主耶稣在这里讲自由啊，不是所谓我要做什么就做什么。
So we see how Jesus speaks about this freedom, not as doing whatever I want.
如果你注意刚才他说，自由是跟真理有关系的。
But it's related to the truth.
而不自由是跟犯罪有关系。
But it has no relation to sinning.
另外呢，自由是跟上帝的儿子，就是跟主耶稣有关系的。
And but it is related to the Son of God, which is Jesus.
因为上帝的儿子若使你们自由，你们就是真的得到自由了。
Because if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed.
到底这些是什么意思呢
？So what then does all this mean?
让我们分成两方面来思想今天的经文。
So let's think about this verse from two points.
第一呢，我们来看看不自由的那种的处境。
So the first one is that we look at the situation without freedom.
我们今天要自由，是因为我们不自由，对不对呀
？So today we want to be free because we don't have this freedom.
为什么我们会觉得不自由呢
？Why do we not feel that we are free?
圣经告诉我们，因为我们犯了罪。
The Bible tells us it's because that we have sinned.
圣经说，凡犯罪的都是罪的奴隶。
All who sin become slave to sin.
在那个时候，奴隶就是没有自由的。
So during that time, slaves has no freedom.
主人要他怎么样，他就要怎么样。
And so they have to do whatever the master asks.
甚至主人把他杀死也是可以的。
And even if the master wants to kill them, it's fine.
就好像今天被关在监牢里面的人一样，他们已经失去了自由。
So just like the criminals in prison, they have lost their freedom.
为什么我们会犯罪呢
？So why do we sin?
很多时候是因为我们误用或者用错了我们的自由。
Because we misuse our freedom.
我们以为自己，我们以用自己的自由去做了一些不对或者是犯罪的事。
So we use this freedom given to us to do wrong or sinful things.
所以结果我们失去自由。
And so we lose this freedom.
如果你对这段经文说，在这段经文的上面呢，主耶稣讲这一番话之前发生了一件事。
So before this verse, there was an incident that happened.
有一个妇女她在奸淫犯奸淫的时候被抓到了，他们就把她带到耶稣的面前来。
So there was a woman who was caught in an act of adultery, and she was brought before Jesus.
他们要试探耶稣，要问看耶稣，你要怎么样来处理这一个犯罪的妇人。
And so they wanted to test Jesus and to ask him how to deal with this woman.
他们想要找一些把柄来控告耶稣。
And they wanted to use this incident for a basis to accuse him.
如果耶稣赞成。那个时候法律的做法就是用石头啊，把这个妇女拿石头活活的把她打死。
So if Jesus approved of what the law had stated back then, which was to stone the woman to death,
那么大家就会质疑说，耶稣你不是教导要爱要宽恕吗？为什么你这样做
？Then everybody will question the legitimacy of the love and forgiveness that he preaches.
那么如果耶稣说哦，我不赞成这个律法的做法，不可以打死她。
So, but if he did not agree with the law and say that no, you cannot stone this woman to death.
那么他们就要控告耶稣说他反对我们的律法。
Then these people will have a basis for accusing him as he is against the law.
所以你讲这样也错，讲那样也错。
So whatever he says, it will be wrong.
感谢主，耶稣很有智慧处理这件事情。
But Jesus had wisdom and he attended to this with a lot of wisdom.
耶稣告诉他们说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以。先拿石头来打他。
And so he said, "Let any one of you who is without sin to be the first to throw a stone at her."
你们中间谁是没有罪的？好，你们就可以先拿石头打他。
Okay, any one of you who don't have any sin, you can throw the first stone.
结果呢，所有的人一个一个的都离开了。
And so everyone left one by one.
因为没有人敢说自己是没有罪的。
Because no one dared to say that they are without sin.
我相信，如果我们当时候在场的话，我们也应该不敢拿石头来打这个妇女吧。
So if we were present, we would not dare to cast a stone at her either.
因为如果我们扪心自问我们都承认我们过去曾经犯过错，我们是一个有罪的人。
So if you touch your heart and you ask yourself, you probably admit that you have sinned before and you are a sinner.
既然我们愿意承认自己是一个罪人，也就是说，我们是活在一个不自由。的处境里面。
And so since we are willing to admit that we are sinners, it means to say that we live in a state of not being free.
因为罪使我们失去了自由。
Because this sin causes us to lose our freedom.
这位犯奸淫的妇女，就是用她自己的所谓的自由，去做了一件犯罪的事。
And so this adulteress, she has sinned using her freedom.
当她犯罪之后呢，她就活在一个不自由的处境里面。
And after sinning, she was living in a state without any freedom.
而当她的罪被揭穿出来的时候，她就必须承认、承担啊这个犯罪所带来的那种羞辱和刑罚。
And when the sin was exposed, she had to bear the punishment and humiliation that came with sinning.
所以我们看见耶稣讲的是真的啊，凡是犯罪的都是罪的奴隶。
And so what Jesus said was true. All who sin are slaves to sin.
今天我们可能也被一些某一些的罪或者坏习惯捆绑我们，让我们失去了自由。
So today we might have lost our freedom to these bondages of sin as well.
我们看到有一些人用自己的自由去养成抽烟的习惯。
So we see somehow, how some people have had the bad habit of smoking.
或者是赌博，或者是喝酒，或者是婚外情。
Or for example, gambling, alcoholism, adultery.
或者是沉迷于这些游戏，养成不好的习惯。
Or addiction to gambling and other bad habits.
结果我们都成为了罪的奴隶啊。
Then we become slaves to all these sins.
我们失去了要拒绝不要做这种事情的那个自由。
And we lose the freedom to reject doing these sins.
刚才我们听四兰姐妹讲到这一位安详弟兄啊。
So just now Sister Doreen shared about this brother.
他就是喝酒喝酒变成被酒来捆绑了。
And so he is an alcoholic and he is caught in the bondages of this sin.
他不能够不喝酒。
And he is unable to not drink.
感谢主，他认识了耶稣。
So thanks to be the God, so he was able to know him.
所以当他离开世界的时候，就好像他的名字这样，他很安详啊。
And so like when he passed away, just like his name, he was very peaceful.
有一个母亲就劝他的少年的孩子说：“哎，你不要不要抽烟呐。”
And so a mother advised her teenage son to not smoke.
那儿子就说：“妈妈，我长大了，你不要管我，我会处理我自己的事。”
But the son said, "Mom, I've already grown up. You don't need to care for me. I can care for myself."
开始他抽烟的时候，他觉得哇，很有 feel 啊，很享受。
And so when he first started smoking, he enjoyed it very much.
但是慢慢的，他没有办法选择不要抽烟了啊，他不能够说我不要抽了。
And slowly he could not choose to not smoke, and instead he cannot get rid of the habit at all.
因为一不抽烟，他就无精打采，就觉得整身很不舒服。
Because whenever he stops smoking, he will be restless and will feel uncomfortable.
他已经成为了烟的奴隶。
And he has become a slave to smoking.
他失去了不抽烟的自由。
And he has lost the freedom to not smoke.
有一个人，他想要在工作的时间呐，去看一场他很喜欢的电影。
And so there was this person wanted to watch a movie during his working hours.
所以他就骗他的老板说啊，我太太生病，可以不可以请假，让我带她去看医生。
And so he lied to his boss, saying that his wife was sick, and he had to take leave to bring her to the doctor.
老板就答应他了。
And so the boss was okay.
他就去戏院买票要去看电影。
And so he went to the cinema to buy the movie ticket.
遇到了他的一个朋友，朋友就问他，你今天不用上班啊，还有空来看电影啊？
And so he bumped into a friend who asked, "You don't have time? You don't have to work today? Have free time to watch movies?"
他就要讲第二个骗话了。
And so he had to say his second lie.
前几天加班，所以今天老板给我休息。
Oh, I worked overtime the past few days, so my boss gave me an off day today.
回到家的时候，太太又问他，今天怎么这么早就回来？
And so when he went home, his wife asked him, "Are you not off from work so early today?"
他讲第三个骗话了。
And so he had to say his third lie.
因为今天下午跟老板去谈生意，老板说你早一点回家。
Oh, I had to meet my clients in the afternoon, so my boss let me off work early today.
隔天回到了公司，老板又问他：“你的太太怎么样啦？”
And so the next day when he went back to the office, his boss asked him about his wife's condition.
他必须讲第四个骗话了。
And so he had to say his fourth lie.
然后第五个骗话了。
And the fifth.
凡是犯罪的都是罪的奴隶啊。
And so all who sin are slaves to sin.
我们都希望能够有自由，有一颗 自由的心。
So we all would like to be free and to have a heart that is free.
我相信我们都不喜欢罪，也不愿意承认说我们是有罪的。
So we don't like sin and also are not willing to admit that we have sinned.
是圣经这里很清楚给我们看到犯罪跟不自由的关系。
But the Bible shows us the relationship between sinning and the lack of freedom.
因为我们误用了自由，所以成为了罪的奴隶。
Because when we misuse our freedom, we become slaves to sin.
所以我们是活在一个不自由的处境里面。
And so we live in a state of not being free.
我们需要有人来帮助我们解决这个罪的问题。
So we need someone to help us resolve the issue of sin.
这样我们才能够重新得到自由。
So that we can regain our freedom.
刚才我们说有人认为自由就是我要做什么就做什么。
So we mentioned earlier that some people think that freedom is just being able to do whatever you want.
但是如果我们做了这个以后就被这个什么绑住的话，那么我们不要做这个什么的时候能不能不做呢？
But when we get bound by this whatever, after doing them, can we just stop doing this whatever as and when we don't want to?
我要抽烟就抽烟。
I smoke when I want to.
我要玩游戏我就玩游戏。
And I game when I want to.
但是当这些成为我们的习惯之后。
So when all these become our habits.
请问我不要抽烟可以吗？我不要玩游戏可以吗？
Can I suddenly stop wanting to smoke or game?
这个德国的这个哲学家叫做康德，他就这样说。
So there was a German philosopher Immanuel Kant who said,
对吗？他说真自由真正的定义不是说我要干什么就干什么，而是我不想干什么的时候我就能够不干什么。
So he said, true freedom is not I can do whatever I want, but I can choose not to do what I don't want to do.
现在很方便啊，我只要问 ChatGPT， 他就帮我翻译到完了啊。他特别是犯罪的事，我能够拒绝不要去犯罪，这才是真正的自由啊。
So especially on things regarding sin, to be able to reject sin, that is true freedom.
所以我们看见今天很多时候我们误用了自由，伤害自己，也伤害别人。
So we see how today many people misuse their freedom and end up harming themselves and also others.
有一位很著名的牧师叫做唐崇荣牧师，他说：“人堕落犯罪之后的路线就是自我、自由，最后就是自杀。”
So there's a Reverend Stephen Tong who said that the path to our destruction lies in the self, freedom, and suicide.
一个人如果心里面没有这位上帝，他的生活就是以自我为中心。
So when a person doesn't have God in their heart, their lives are centered on themselves.
他就是照着自己的所谓自由啊去做事情。
So they do things according to their own freedom.
但是因为没有真理来引导他，他就用错了他的自由。
So because they don't have the guidance of the truth, they will misuse their freedom.
结果他就成为罪的奴隶。
And they end up being slaves to their own sin.
他就给自己带来很可怕很可怜的一个结局。
So they bring upon even worse and pitiful ending.
最后甚至是走上自杀的这个绝路。
And some even end up on the path of suicide.
所以耶稣才会说，凡犯罪的都是罪的奴隶。
So Jesus says that everyone who sins is a slave to sin.
有些人知道自己是活在罪的当中。
Some people know that they live in sin.
但是他们可能还不知道罪的后果是很可怕的。
But they do not know that sin brings upon it even worse consequence.
他们可能现在还在享受那种犯罪的快乐。
And so they continue to enjoy their sinning.
他们还不想要离开这个犯罪的生活。
And they don't want to live their sinful life.
你跟他讲，他说啊，不会啦。
And so if you tell them, you say, oh, it won't be so.
但是另外有一些人，他知道自己是在罪的当中。
But on the other hand, there are some people who know that they live in sin.
他也知道罪带来很严重的后果。
And they know the consequences that come with it.
就好像我们刚才讲到这位行淫的时候被抓的妇人一样。
Just like the woman who was caught in adultery.
在她被发现的时候，她是很渴望有人能够救她。
So when she was found out, she desired someone to save her.
她希望能够脱离这个罪的捆绑。
To help her be free from the bondages of sin.
我们是哪一种人？
So which person are you?
你很清楚你自己现在的处境吗？
Are you clear of your current state?
假如我们 不知道也不愿意承认自己是活在不自由的处境里面。
So if we do not know or admit that we are living in a state of not being free,
我们也不会很认真的去考虑说我要得到那真正的自由。
Then we will not carefully consider gaining true freedom.
那怎么样能够得到一个自由的心呢？
So how do we get a heart that is free?
在这里我们看到第二方面讲到得自由的那个途径。
And so the second point is the path to gaining this freedom.
当那些本来要拿石头打死这个妇人的这些人啊，一个一个的离开之后。
So when those people who wanted to stone the woman left one by one,
耶稣就对这个妇人说，我也不定你的罪，走吧，从现在起啊，不要再犯罪了。
So Jesus told the woman, then neither do I condemn you, go now and live your life.
所以罪的问题一解决，人就能够重新得到自由。
So only when the problem of sin is solved can we regain freedom.
怎么样才能够得到自由呢？
How can we get this freedom then?
耶稣在这里给我们看到两个得到自由的途径。
So Jesus tells us two different paths to get this freedom.
第一，你要认识真理。
The first one is to know the truth.
所以耶稣说，你们必定认识真理，真理必使你们自由。
So Jesus says, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
所以真理跟自由是不可以分开的。
So truth and freedom are inseparable.
我们是要认识真理，然后接受真理，然后顺从真理，并且行出真理。
So you must know the truth, accept it, follow it, and live it out.
这样你才能够得到那真正的自由。
Then can we gain true freedom?
什么是真理呢？
So what is this truth?
真理不是单单说这个是一件真实的事情。
So this is not only referring to what is true.
真理还必须说这个是一件正确对的事情。
But also knowing and doing what is correct and right.
有真理的地方，罪就没有办法站得住。
So where there is truth, evil will be unable, evil cannot take root.
我们有真理的引导，我们才懂得清楚知道什么是对，什么是错。
When we are guided by the truth, we can then understand what is right or wrong.
所以耶稣说，我们必须要认识真理，才能够得到真正的自由。
We need to know truth, then we can gain true freedom.
其实真理呢，它有一个范围啊，不是自由，它是有一个范围的。
So actually, freedom has a boundary.
在这个范围里面，你做的就有自由。
So as long as you act within this boundary, you will have freedom.
你一离开或者超过这个范围，你就失去了自由。
So when you cross or leave this boundary, then you lose this freedom.
就好像我们说，火车它如果在轨道上，它就可以很自由的来穿行。
So like a train, it can freely move along its tracks.
但是如果火车离开了轨道，它失去了自由，而且会带来很大的破坏。
But once it leaves the tracks, it will lose its freedom and it can even cause great destruction.
真的自由，那个范围是什么呢？
So what is the boundary for true freedom?
就是真理。
It is truth.
在真理里面，我们生活，我们就有自由。
Only living in truth can we be free.
一离开真理，我们就会犯罪。
So when we leave this truth, then we will sin.
凡犯罪的，就是罪的奴隶。
And all who sin become slaves to sin.
所以认识真理，行出真理，弟兄姐妹非常重要。
So it is very important to know the truth and to live it out.
那么要怎么样能够认识真理呢？
So how can we know the truth?
我们听这个人他讲一套，听另外一个人又讲另外一套。
So we can hear one person say this and another person say that.
哇，大家好像讲得头头是道，那么谁对谁错我也不知道。
And everyone think and I thought, but right or wrong, who confirm?
其实我们可以yes, who confirm? 我们可以从两方面来认识真理。
So we can know about the truth from these two different ways.
真理必须是来自这位真神。
So truth must come from God.
不是来自人的。
And not from men.
可能有一些人他经历过或者他想通了觉悟了一些人生的一些道理。
So some people might have some revelation or have some profound experience.
但是这个是道理，不一定是真理。
But these are not necessarily truth.
就比方说，有些人选择说啊，我的这个亲人啊，他得到绝症了，我想我不要跟他讲这个事实了，免得他担心了，这个是真理吗？不是。
And so some people choose not to let this person know that they have a terminal illness, but is this truth? It is not.
所以他可能就一直一个又一个的谎言来欺骗他，不是真理。
So they might continue to use a lot of lies to lie to this person, and this is not true.
真理应该像刚才那个王安祥弟兄这样、哦、把这个好消息告诉他，我们信了耶稣，将来上天堂。不用怕死亡，这才是真理。
And so the truth is like just now how Sister Doreen has shared the gospel to the brother, and that they will be able to go to heaven.
另外呢，真理绝对不允许我们去犯罪。
And so the second one is that truth will never allow us to sin.
如果哪一个宗教或者哪一些的思想主义啊，他教导我们允许我们去犯罪，那肯定不是真理。
So if any religion or ideology they teach us to sin.Then it is definitely not true.
如果你说啊，我拜这个神，他能够帮助我打架的时候一定打赢，这个不是真理。
So for example, if you worship this deity and that you'll be victorious in every fight, this is not true.
我拜这个神，他能够帮助我去抢劫银行的时候不会被抓，那不是真理。
Well, if you worship that deity and you won't be caught when you rob the bank, this is not true.
我们要怎么能够认识真理呢
？So how can we know the truth?
主耶稣在这边。给我们另外一条路 来认识真理，就是认识基督。
And so Jesus tells us the other path here, which is to know Christ.
所以主耶稣说，所以呢，上帝的儿子啊，若使你们自由，你们就真的得到自由了。
So Jesus says, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed.
为什么上帝的儿子耶稣基督给我们自由的时候，我们就真的自由了呢？
So why do we truly gain freedom when Jesus Christ, the Son of God, sets us free?
耶稣跟真理又有什么关系呢
？What is his relationship with truth?
在圣经里面，耶稣介绍自己，他说：“我就是什么呢？道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
And so Jesus introduced himself in this manner: "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
耶稣说：“他就是真理。”
So Jesus says that he is the truth.
他这样讲只有两个可能性。
And so there are two possibilities as to why he said that.
第一，耶稣一定是骗子或者疯子，乱乱讲话。
And so he is either a liar or a lunatic.
第二呢，他真的就是那个真理，就是那个真神。
Or that he really truly is the truth and he is God.
那如果耶稣是骗子，是乱讲话的。
So if he is a liar or a lunatic.
那我们要问说，他创立了这个基督教。到现在2000多年，全世界相信他的人一直在增加，那你怎么解释这件事情
？Then how do you explain that this Christianity that he has set up could continue on for more than 2000 years and the believers continue to increase？
如果他是真神，他是真理的话
，But if he truly is God and is the truth，
那么他就是我们能够得到自由的那个答案
Then he is the answer to freedom。
因为上帝的儿子如果使你们自由，你们就真的得自由了。
Because when the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed.
那么主耶稣怎么样把这个自由给我们呢
？So how did Jesus give us this freedom?
在圣经也告诉我们说，这位上帝爱世人，甚至于把他的独生子赐给他们。
So the Bible tells us that for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son.
是的，主耶稣来到世界上要把真理。教导我们。
And so Jesus came to the world as man to teach us the truth.
为了救我们脱离罪，他为我们钉死在十字架上。
And even died on the cross for us to save us from sin.
他承担我们罪的刑罚，流出宝血洗净我们的罪。
And he took on the weight of everyone's sin and cleansed us of sin with his blood.
让我们能够借着耶稣重新得到这个自由。
So that we can regain freedom through him.
我们要怎么得到这个救恩呢
？So how can we get this free salvation?
所以圣经继续说，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So the verse continues to say that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
所以各位亲爱的朋友，只有耶稣他能够把我们从罪恶当中释放出来。
So only Jesus can set us free from sin.
他能够给我们一颗自由的心，恢复我们真正的自由。
And he can help us gain a heart that is free and restore true freedom.
所以，如果我们真的想要过一个自由的人生
，So if we truly want to live a life of freedom,
我们要从许多过去的坏习惯当中得到释放。
We need to be set free from a lot of bad habits.
只有一个得救的方法。
And there is only one way.
来相信耶稣
，which is to trust in Yahweh，
接受他做你个人的救主
，who is Jesus and to accept him as a personal savior。
在英文有两句很有意思的话
，so there are two lines in English that are very interesting。
啊，他说 ，freedom is not free， 啊，自由不是免费的。
So freedom is not free。
耶稣基督牺牲他的生命，让我们得到自由啊。
So only when Jesus Christ sacrificed his life for us can we gain freedom.
第二句话他说我们要被释放了，我们才能够得到自由。
And so, free to be free.
只有真理，只有耶稣能够释放我们。
So only truth and only Jesus can free us.
所以只有他能够让我们得到自由。
Only he can help us gain freedom.
你愿不愿意给耶稣一个机会来帮助你呢？
Are you willing to let Jesus have this chance to help you?
让你能够从罪的当中得到释放。
So that you can be free from your sin.
让你得到一颗自由的心。
And to gain a heart that is free.
让你开始过一个自由的人生。
And live a life of freedom.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
我们求主将你的话放在我们的心中。
May you put your word in our hearts.
弟兄姐妹，亲爱的朋友，如果你想要接受耶稣做你个人的救主。
Brothers and sisters, if you want to accept Jesus as a personal savior,
你可以心里边对主说：“主啊，我要相信你。”
You can tell Jesus in your heart that yes, I want to believe in you.
求你来帮助我。
May you help me.
你开口跟耶稣求，耶稣就要救你。
And when you ask, Jesus will save you.
当然，你做了这个祷告之后。
And if you make this prayer,
你可以跟带你来或者你认识的基督徒的朋友跟他说我要相信耶稣。
You can tell those who brought you here or friends who are Christian that you want to know this Jesus.
他们能够让你更明白什么叫做信耶稣。
And they can help you better understand what it means to believe in Jesus.
我盼望你给自己一个机会让耶稣来帮助你。
And you give yourself a chance for Jesus to help you.
让耶稣来让让耶稣给你一个真正自由的生命。
And for Jesus to give you a life that is truly free.
亲爱的天父，求你将你的话放在我们的心中。
Heavenly Father, may you put your word in our hearts.
让我们从耶稣那边得到一个自由。